Because it takes your confessing it to even get to it, to recognize it, to deal with it. Oh, let me see this. Thank you, Lord. God spoke everything into being. Speaking. Oh, this is good. Our ability to speak is one of the greatest giftings that God has given us that's in his likeness and his image. And God is not a quiet God. Jesus Christ himself was called the Word, not the listener. You know? I mean, there is no word if you don't speak it, okay? So I just want you to know this. If Satan has taken your gifting to communicate, your freedom to speak, your freedom to share, your freedom to share and be heard, he's taken a big thing from you. He has really taken a big thing from you, okay? And so you need to ask God to help you get that back, to restore you in that. And you don't realize the passive-aggressive, quiet you, because you've judged people who maybe didn't take that route with their stuff. You don't realize that people are always tap dancing around this hurt you that can't speak, trying to not hurt you, trying to be friendly to you, trying to get you to feel free enough to speak. And I really would like to see maybe a group formed. Wait, they don't sit there and nobody talk. You know, you go. No, you go. You speak. No, you speak. You know, one way I can tell when people are really getting free, like Sarah. I don't think Sarah's here right now, but my gosh, she's changed so much. She's just talking and saying what she likes, and then you're like, so when you all get free, you know, you actually have that freedom to share. So the enemy has closed you down. I never got this revelation before. This is good. Why did he close you down? Because you're made in the image of God. And there's authority in your words. But if you don't speak, you won't do the warfare, you won't destroy him, and you won't evangelize and glorify God. And so God wants you to realize that whatever it is that's holding back that, you need to deal with it just as much as the person who doesn't think before they speak, who tells everyone off, and who uses their tongue to set a course for hell, the Bible says. Okay? So the real is in the middle. The real is speaking, but speaking in love. The real is speaking, but with God behind what you speak to bring life and edification. Or even if it's in correction and direction, it's of the Holy Spirit to see people's lives changed. But we all need to be able to speak. Okay? So, what was that? So, let me say this. None of you can make me worry. None of you made your parents worry. None of you brought anxiety to your father, to your teacher, to a pastor. Satan did those things. And if they walked in freedom in Christ, they would have known how to deal with it in the spirit realm. Okay? You never see Jesus take Peter aside and say, "You're so troublesome. I'm really worrying because of the things you say." Okay, he never said it to Judas. It doesn't faze anyone who's really walking with God. Okay? If you've made your children feel troublesome, either by acting like you worry about them so much, or by making them seem like a bother, God wants you to repent. He wants you to break the power of it, and he wants you to get healed. And he wants you to do whatever you have to do to speak into their lives the healing that God would have you to speak. Sometimes it's just because you know, if you're a single mom, or you're busy, or it messed up your plans, or whatever it was, I don't care. It wasn't because of that child. And no child, every single child is a gift from God. The Bible calls them a gift. And we need to see them the way God sees them. And for some of you, you were a gift from God. And if you were treated as if you were troublesome, it's hurt you, it's caused you to have a lot of worry, a lot of anxiety. It causes you to put worry and anxiety on that other person. So we need to break the power of troublesome if there's any anxiety in your life, any worry. Okay? because you cast your care on the Lord. You don't put it on your kids, and you don't take it on yourself. So how do we do an altar call for all that? All right, if you saw any of these things, we're going to do that tonight because it's so late. If you saw any of those things, and you know you want to be free from them, and you want the anointing to break the yoke, and you get it. If you don't get it, then just when you get in your groups next week, because we won't be doing groups tonight, if you get in your groups next week, you can deal with it, write it down. Let me do this first. Let's pray for them. Let's bind it up. That way, if you leave here still with it, because this kind of opened up some revelation, but you didn't get to it, I don't want you tormented all week, and I don't want a wild, crazy week unless, you know, we have to go there because God's doing something, all right? So first I'm going to bind it. And let me give you this pointer. If God lives inside of you and you ever get a revelation that opens up something, but you didn't get to the end of it yet, bind it. It shouldn't be allowed to talk to you. It shouldn't be allowed to torment you. It shouldn't be allowed to mess up your day. But then remember it. Remember that and deal with it. Go look it up. Pray about it. Seek the Lord about it. And then, cast it out. Rebuke it. Come to the next meeting. Get it cast out. Whatever you want to do that God shows you to do. But don't forget about it. Binding only lasts for a short time. It only lasts for while God's authority is on it. And when it's time to deal with it, it's not bound again, just so you know. So don't just go from binding to binding. Just get rid of it. When it's bound, it's so you have a season to deal with it, to get rid of it. And God never wants it to torment you again. All right? So, Father, right now we just come before you, Lord. And, Father, anything that was stirred up in the Spirit, anything that was stirred up in your people, Lord God, that they're not yet ready to see, they don't have enough revelation teaching, whatever, Lord, they just don't get it yet. But Father, we just want to bind that thing. We just want to bind it, Lord God, that they would spend more time seeking you about these things, that Father, your Spirit would take them in the direction they need to go. And we just thank you for that right now in Jesus' mighty and powerful name. We give you praise for the authority you've given us to bind and to loose. Whoa, and we just thank you for that. We just praise you for that in Jesus' name. And Father, we do release, we loose angels now to go with the people to keep those demons bound and also to minister to them, Lord God, in areas that they need to turn. Maybe help them get tapes and books and whatever they need, Lord God, to deal with these issues. And we just give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And amen. All right, now, really quickly, we're going to line up. Ladies here, guys over there. And if any of these things applied, from troublesome, anxiety, worry, what is it named? Plucky?
Plucky.
Plucky in game. Imp. Yeah, imp is this charming little mischievous thing. Can be guy or girl.
Just a fire.
Hit the fire. We're going to break anything about being the good one or the bad one or the troublesome one. All right. Say, Lord Jesus. You know the stuff I've seen. I renounce everything of the enemy. And Holy Spirit, wherever you brought truth, I break the power of the lie. And I command the spirit of the enemy to loose me in that area. In Jesus' name. Father, I want to get free tonight. So I can go deeper in you. So I can fall more in love with you. Lord, I want everything to be about you. I want you to make it so real. In Jesus' name. Amen.